do I deal with technical debt? Welcome to a new episode of the Get Shit Done in IT podcast. My name is Michael Seidel and our topic of the day is how do I deal with technical debt? So the question is first to define what is a technical debt. So for example, if you still have some servers 2012 or 2012 R2 running, you still have some Windows XP running, or you still don't have enabled MFA for all your employees, this is a technical debt. So something what is state of the art in technical perspective, but you haven't implemented. And that's what we call technical debt. So first is how does those technical debts occur or exist or created? So one are made conscious. So you know you have to maybe finish a project and you need to have some implementation after that date. So that's unconscious. And the other ones are by mistake. So you don't have the knowledge or your team don't have the knowledge. You maybe it's a new software, new program, whatever, and you don't have the knowledge and you just implement by how you think would be the best, and you miss some technical things. And so that's also occur to technical debts. So the easy ones are those made conscious, because you know what you're missing, you know what you missed, so you can take care of this. The ones you made by mistake might be a little bit different, because you don't know that you missed something. So the first thing is to deal with your technical debts is to identify and to document. So for those you made unconscious, you know, you write down, you made, and for those you made by mistake, you have several options. You get some external consultants to check your environment, and though they give you a list of things you should do, you have to do, and maybe also with a priority or impact categorized, or you give your team more information, maybe education in a specific topic, so they can identify those technical debts. But at the end, you should have a complete list of everything you missed to state-of-the-art implementation. And then you can go through that list, maybe prioritize, maybe define the impact, and then go to step two and plan your time and resources for that. So first is you get all your information, all your to-dos, and then you plan your resources, your time, and of course your budget, because it will cost money to get rid of those technical debts. Maybe you have to educate your internal IT team. Maybe you have to hire some external consultants. So this will cost time and resources, and of course money. You have to plan, and maybe from top to bottom, from the highest priority or the highest impact. So of course, if you decide between upgrading from server 2019 to maybe 2022 or 2025, or compared to enable MFA for all your employees, I'm definitely not a security guy, but for me, the MFA would be the most important. So if you still don't have MFA enabled, do this for your whole company. That's I think that it's a no-brainer, you should do it. But you need to define, you need to decide what is most important. And of course, you have to run your daily business as well, beside those things to erase all your technical debts. And the third one is, of course, make sure no more technical debts occur. And that can be achieved in different ways. So one is to educate your team in the software, in the project, in the environment you run in your company, or to get some external help. So if you're doing a new project, a new system, ask an external consultant for help, maybe for the beginning. So he will define together how to implement that software, to implement that new system. And on top of that, if you like, he can also help you to implement it. Of course, this will cost money and everything, but it's also a way to teach your internal staff with an external consultant by helping to implement a new software, a new project, a new system. So you should make sure that you are not doing more technical debts in the future. So if you're aware of them, write them down so you can plan and fix them afterwards. If you are not aware of technical debts, or maybe it's a system you're not aware, you're not educated as well, you're not familiar with that, get an external consultant to help you identify those technical debts before, at least to identify before you start implementing. And additionally, also to help you implement those new systems, those new projects and software or whatever we are talking about. So we have three steps. First of all, identify your technical debts. Those you made unconscious are easy. Those made accidentally, you need maybe some help from external. Second one is to plan those, to plan to fix those technical debts. Of course, maybe with external help, maybe with educating your internal teams, whatever. And then make sure no more technical debts are happening. At least not those unconscious are fine because you can write it down. Those accidentally technical debts should not happen. So educate your team or make sure you get some external help by consulting companies or whatever to make sure your list of technical debts stays low, stays on a minimum. And so it's easier to fix those afterwards. That's it for this episode, for this week. If you have any questions, let me know. So send me a text message or a voice message, best on LinkedIn. And again, I wish you a nice week. Stay productive and bye-bye. If you enjoy this podcast, if it brings you joy, provides value, and you perhaps even listen to it on a regular basis, then I have a request for you today. I need your support to help the podcast grow and reach more people. What you can do is very simple. Subscribe to it on your preferred platform, leave me a comment, a rating if you liked an episode, and share it on social media. I want to reach every IT professional out there and help them better organize themselves. And I'm extremely grateful if you help me with this.